Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Happy Friday. Most Fridays at 4 p.m., we have George Mahey from St. Louis Magazine. He's with us today.
Hello.
Hello.
Got a penguin on your hat.
I do. Yeah. That's the Idle Wolf penguin.
I was going to say, that looks like the 21C.
It is. It's the 21C penguin. And Idle Wolf, you know, I've talked about these guys on the show. These guys meaning that restaurant, and it's just outstanding, and people kind of overlook it. It's like at 15th and Locust, and it's kind of out of the way for a lot of people. And I remember when they first opened, a great chef, Matt Dawday, was there. He left after a time, and they were kind of a bit of a rudderless ship for a while, and now they've got a new chef. This woman's from Blackberry Farm in Tennessee. I don't know if you're just look up, but it's like one of the premier resort destinations in the country. It's mm-hmm. the nicest place in Tennessee for sure. I've never been able to get in there. Anyway, this woman I forget her rank at Blackberry Farm, but she was a big deal. And for whatever reason, she was moving to St. Louis, and like every restaurant in town was trying to like come work for us. And she's at Idle Wolf, and I haven't been down there to check out what she's doing yet, but I'm wearing this hat to remind myself to do so. So
I like it.
So that's it.
The ambiance?
It's the hotel itself is it's all wide open and airy, and there's an art gallery on the second floor, so it's very artsy, and there's this giant huge 10-foot ball of water when you walk in.
That's We went there because we went and got a coffee at
yeah. Press.
Yeah. Press is a great little coffee shop with that crazy ceiling, you know, that painted ceiling. But the restaurant's just the opposite. You everything's these wide open spaces and these huge 30, 40-foot ceilings, and you walk into this restaurant, and it's kind of I won't say it, you know, low ceiling, but compared to the rest of the place, it is, and it's very kind of catacomby looking, and it's really. I walked in and went, "Whoa, this place is beautiful." It's completely the opposite of the rest of the hotel, and maybe the opposite of what you'd expect. That's part of the charm. But anyway, I don't know what this woman's done with the menu, but she comes very, very, with very, you know, high marks. So check out Idle Wolf at your next opportunity for more than a cup of coffee.
Very cool.
Yeah. So speaking of downtown, I don't know if you saw this last week at this time. Forbes wrote this really nice article about City SC's food program, which we've talked about. You know, that's unusual in that they're all local vendors. There's 25 or 30 of them. And it's just a very special thing because, you know, people talk about this, but these guys have done it, you know. And who did it? Who was kind of responsible for it? Our buddy Gerard Kraft. Yeah. He approached all these guys and said, "Hey, I really want you to do this." And he's kind of everybody's, you know, he's the unofficial leader of the restaurant pack. And if Gerard asks you to do something, you're probably going to do it just because you don't want to let the guy down. And so he was able to put together 25 individual vendors, restaurants, and it was a huge success the first year. I remember we talked about this. People started hearing about this and going, "Wow, this is quite a deal. I think I'm going to go down there early just to eat." Now they're coming down, I think we've talked about this, 90 minutes early just to eat. And Carolyn Kendall said, "Some of my friends, you know, they're not even big soccer fans. They go just for the food. That's how good it is." And this is what it's in its third year. And Gerard has rotated in different restaurants just to keep it fresh. But it's now the envy of Major League Soccer. And these guys, their phones ringing constantly saying, "Okay, how did you do it? Yeah. What did you?" And if you think about it, here's David Sandusky, who's with Beast Craft Barbecue. He's, you know, he does a lot of good things there. He's got that giant pork tenderloin sandwich, and he now does spare ribs there, which I didn't know. New this year, they were requesting spare ribs, so he's cooking spare ribs, and he's sitting there torching them to caramelize them because that's the only way to do it.
Yeah.
So he said, he goes, "Think about this." He goes, "These aren't stadium employees. These aren't sports service people. These are all independent people." And you know, the City SC owner said, "They're taking a big chance on this. They don't know if these guys are going to show up. You know, you don't know. You're taking a big risk," basically. And he said this was an extraordinary undertaking on their part to hope that they could pull this off. And due to folks like Gerard Kraft, they did, and they continue to do so. But he said, it's a lot harder than it looks because you're relying on a bunch of people that you don't know are going to show up from, you know, the guys, you have no control over it. They're not your employees.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever, I mean, I never thought about that part of it, but that's what makes the whole thing so special. So,
Wheels, I'm not trying to be ignorant here. I think City SC has everything going for them but a good soccer team. Like, how much longer can they be at this level and still pack the place? Your own opinion.
Great question. I would say a while. I think your honeymoon's going to be a long period of time because people have wanted this for so long. Like, there is a diehard group of soccer fans. And I think they do things like we're talking about with the food and all of that make it attractive to people that aren't diehards, too. Where you know you're going to go out and have a good time and you can have good food to eat. It's almost like the combination of going out to dinner and going to a match. I think it's a bit more than it would be for a different sport or for a sport where you haven't had this drought, right? You had this so long without it that I think your honeymoon lasts a bit. Now, everything will come to an end if you don't get good at some point. But I would give this more than your typical. Okay. I would say probably at least a run of 5 or 6 years before people are like, all right, I'm out because your team's no good.
Yeah, in the first year, everybody was glued to the field because it was so dynamic and so exciting, and the team was great. And it really, I went to a game, and I just didn't know what it was going to be like. This is the coolest thing ever. I will come back and do this anytime. You know, in year three and the team's not doing so well. Well, now everybody's kind of looking around and, you know, let's go get a Euro. Let's go and get a Steve's hot dog. There's some Crab Rangoon over there that looked pretty good. So there's some of that that's going on. But, there's different items there this year. Gerard says there'll be different items there next year. Next year's a World Cup year, so he said, we've got something, I can't tell you about it, but we're planning some things, some special things around that. So, again, this is kind of the snapshot of St. Louis restaurants. There's Bosnian places, there's Filipino places, there's Korean places there, and it's just this lovely collection of restaurants. And in that article, they said, you know, part of it is, you know, people are experiencing a lot of this for the first time. And they're going, you know, I'm going to go out to that Balkan Treat Box place because that was so good. So it's having a spillover effect, too. And all these folks said they see a lot of people that, hey, I had it at the stadium and here I am. So it's just a win for everybody. I'm so happy that they did it. And, you know, all these other major league stadium or, you know, MLS cities want to do it. But, you know, they need a Gerard Kraft to lead the band. That's the thing. You need somebody of that power and stature and influence and respect, or it might not happen. And I think that's, you know, this is how you do it. Yeah, you also need a Gerard Kraft to lead the band.
So I'm of the belief, I'm not a foodie, but I'm of the belief that St. Louis has sufficient great restaurants that you can eat at a different place every week, never repeat, and be so happy. Are we respected outside of St. Louis?
I think we're getting more and more respect. I think foodies get it, but I don't know that the rest of the world
cares.
We're still flyover country to most people. But as far as the food scene goes, I think people that end up here and do a little research, they go, boy, you guys punch above your weight. This is pretty awesome.
Yeah, you just mentioned Balkan. I know Lauren Knowledge from Balkan Treat Box was just a James Beard Award finalist for Best Chef. I mean, we have people show up at that level, it seems like every year, right, George? Maybe not finalist, but like semifinalist.
Yeah, and it's true. And it's every time that happens, our star rises just a little bit higher. And, you know, it helps that all these folks, I mean, almost to a just every single one of them that I can think of, they're just really nice people. Yeah. And they make a lot of these folks that are at the high end, they make this business look easy, and it ain't. let's open this and do this in this neighborhood and we're all going to get rich. It doesn't happen that way.
I was just at Bissinger's today. Dan, the owner's become a good friend, and we're going to do some stuff together for the fall.
Speaking of great guys, Dan Abel.
My Lord.
Yeah.
These guys, they're going in 5 different cities in the next 2 weeks.
Down in Palm Beach.
He said that, get this, Wheels, that if you go and you buy a chocolate bar at a chocolate place anywhere in the nation, there's a 1 in 3 chance that's a chocolate piece of chocolate. Did they wholesale so much chocolate out into the nation that there's a 1 in 3 chance if you buy something in Milwaukee or Rhode Island, it came from St. Louis.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
And I know I did tour his new facility, and
yeah,
that
we
thing
did it today.
It goes on for miles. It's just, it's insane. And he's heading for world domination for sure. Great guy. We're talking about international restaurants. A place opened up today out in Kirkwood called Cafe Amalia. It's a Greek restaurant. We don't have too many Greek restaurants here.
Can't have enough.
Don't ask me why. And the woman, it's just a great story. It's one of these pandemic stories. She started, what am I going to do? She started cooking for herself. She started cooking for friends. The friend said, let's cook at my dinner party. The dinner party led to her private chef business. And then people were saying, he should open a restaurant. So she did. And it opened today out in Kirkwood. And it's this light, bright, beautiful place. And she's doing some different things with Greek food. It's funny. She's got her family sends her back olive oil from their farm that they press in Greece. And oregano that's only available on this mountain. She goes, I smuggle it in. I have to have it shipped over here. And Lord knows if they're wondering what's in that pack, but all these little things, make a difference. And it's another lovely story. And she said, this is the chef. His name's Yanni, and he's got the same name. I said, are you guys related? And she kind of shuffles a little bit. She goes, he's my ex-husband. So I said, how's that working out for you? I guess okay. So, yeah. Working together, not married, but everybody happy.
Whatever works.
And I just think it's great. It's a really nice restaurant, open for just breakfast and lunch right now. And, Greek coffee, trying to instill that Greek and European coffee culture where people just come in and just chill and sit down and drink and sip that cup of coffee and don't just order it at Starbucks and run in and grab it off that counter. That's something we've gotten ourselves into, and it can happen in a different way.
It's the way to live your life.
A more civilized way. Let's be civilized, for gosh sakes.
That's right. Thank you, Georgie.
Sure.
Welcome back to DGS. So Fridays at 4:30, we like to do a preview of the Rachel Zimmerman Show. Rach, what do we have tonight?
This week, I'm talking to Justina Coronel. You know her as a reporter on KSDK. She does a fantastic job. The reason I invited her on the show now, though, is because she is the new president of the St. Louis chapter of the National Association of Hispanic Journalists. So that's really exciting. She talks about that new role. We also just talk about, how important local news is. She's also a cancer survivor.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, so we talk about that journey a little bit and how it's kind of been like the foundation of the rest of her life because this happened when she was quite young. And then we talk about how much she loves being in St. Louis. She's not from St. Louis. She's actually from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. So been living here for about 6 or 7 years and loving it. So it's a really great conversation. We'll play a preview in the next segment. The podcast is already out if you search for The Rachel Zimmerman Show anywhere you get your podcasts.
Okay. You want to hear some things that we survived that would emotionally destroy kids today?
Yes.
Literally everything. All right, move on.
Dodgeball in gym class.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just got wrecked.
It was the best.
Just wrecked.
And you dealt with it,
Dealt
it was
with
like,
it.
Well, no one's going to care if I complain, so.
Nonstop bullying was just normal.
I don't know if it was nonstop, but it was normal. Like, bullying existed all the time.
Well, you would know as the bully.
No, there were not really any bullies.
I didn't do it all the time.
Our bullies, we didn't have it.
Sometimes I slept.
We had like 20 people in our class. You didn't get away with anything.
Yeah, that's true.
You forget, he had the perfect childhood.
I got lucky. That's true. I had a kid that tried bullying me for a while.
You killed him?
Well, no. But it came back at him later.
Did you love him up?
No.
Things that would destroy kids today, being bored.
Yeah, that's the biggest like disservice we're doing kids is not allowing them to be bored. Mm-hmm. Because it's so good for you to be bored and to figure things out and to entertain yourself. And now it's just like, well, I can't have my kid staring off into space. I got to give him their iPad.
Nothing was on demand.
Yeah.
So true.
Oh, that's for sure.
You had to watch it was on TV.
Not unless you timed it and you could record it on your VCR tape and then it was on your time.